Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
It is Nelson's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 8-4. Demarion Daniels will turn the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Jared Graham. We're back underway. Jared Graham's twin brother, Jalen Graham, a 5'10 senior, checked in between quarters. Here is Jared Graham throwing it over on the right side to Whitaker. Whitaker's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Tavares Whitaker with 8 points. And it's now 11-4, Nelson leading it as we are 20 seconds into the second quarter. Gilbert throws it over on the left wing to McGee, up top to Jones, now over to Sorrell. Now Gilbert has it on the right side. Up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebounds come to Whitaker, and it's going to be a foul on Nelson. They're going to get Jalen Graham with his first personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Raiders here in the first half. 7:24 left to play in the half. Mounts on with the ball, trailing by seven. Jones gets the inbound pass. Immediately puts up the jumper, will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Jared Graham, who's quickly throwing it to Whitaker. Now has the ball knocked away, but Jared Graham's right there to get it back. Jared Graham will dribble up between the circles. Gives over on the left side to Anderson. Anderson will dribble up to the top, gives it there to Whitaker. Over on the left side to Jared Graham. Down to Jalen Graham in the corner. Jalen Graham's going to go down into the lane. Now kicks it out to Anderson. Anderson will throw it into the right corner to Demarion Daniels, and he gets the three-pointer. 14-4. Nelson's leading out to double digits with 6:45 left in the half. Ball goes over on the left wing to Sorrell. Up top to Jones. Over to McGee on the right side. McGee will dribble up to the top. Throws over to Sorrell on the left. Now up top to Crawford. Over to Jones on the right side. Down to McGee in the corner. Now ball goes to Gilbert on the wing. Now up top to Sorrell. Over to Jones on the left side. Jones will throw it up top to Crawford. Over to McGee on the right. Down to Sorrell in the near the right corner. He finds Crawford in the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. Hey, Crawford, go to the line to try for the end one situation as he breaks Mountain Home's long scoring drought. Jared Graham picks up his first personal foul. That is the second team foul against Nelson here in the first half. Tavon McCullough is going to check back in for the Raiders as he'll replace Jared Graham. 6:11 left in the half. Crawford's free throw attempt is up and in, so he gets the old-fashioned three. He now has 3 points, 14-7, Nelson leading it with 6:10 left in the half. Here is Daniels into the front court for the Raiders. Now Nelson's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 5:57 left to play in the first half. It is Nelson leading Mountain Home, 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Nelson takes their first timeout of the night with 5:57 left to play in this first half as they lead Mountain Home 14-7. Whitaker inbounds it to Daniels. Daniels dribbles between the circles. Throws it on the left side to Whitaker. Whitaker is going to dribble down towards the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court, throws it over on the left side to Jones. Jones will give it up top to Crawford. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Now he's going into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. No good. Look, I don't know if it was partially blocked or not, but Nelson came up with the rebound. Daniels quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Anderson. He will throw it out to Jared Graham. Jared Graham's going to pull up on just outside the paint for the jumper off the glass. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. 5:04 left to play in the first half. Bombers with the ball trailing by 7. They got a chance to make it a two-possession game once again here on this possession. Ball goes over to McKee on the left wing. Back up top to Gilbert. Over to Jones on the right side. Jones will take the screen from Crawford. Now dribbles to the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Matt Jones with 6 points. Back to a two-possession game. Nelson leading 14-9 with 4:36 left in the half. Nails into the front court for the Raiders. Throws it on the right side to Whitaker. Whitaker is going to go down into the lane. He's going to go up for another layup. It bounces around and goes in. Tavares Whitaker now in double figures with 10 points. 4:17 left in the half. Back to a 7-point margin as Nelson leads 16-9. Here's Jones with it on the left wing. He'll take the screen from Sorrell. Dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Crawford. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane. Going up for the reverse layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Daniels. He throws it quickly into the front court to McCullough. McCullough's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane. Good. Taven McCullough with 5 points. And Mount Holmes quickly going to take another timeout. We'll break with 3:57 left to play in the first half. It is Nelson leading Mountain Home 18-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mountain Home taking the timeout after Nelson goes back up by 9 with 3:57 left to play in this first half. 18-9 our score. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles on the right side. Gives it there to McGee. McGee will dribble up near the top. Throws over to Jones on the near the right corner. Jones is going to pull up for the jumper, and he gets it. Matt Jones with 8 points. Mountain Home cuts the margin back to 7, 18-11. Nelson up with a little over 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Here's Whitaker across the timeline for the Raiders. Rebounds controlled by Nelson. All right. Here is Nelson with the ball, and looks like okay, they put a 3 on the scoreboard, but it was actually a 2. So it's so they're going to correct that to say 20-11, not 21-11. All right, now we got it. So 2:49 left to play in the first half. Brett Nelson with the ball. Jake McGee is being carried to the trainer table. I didn't see what happened to him. So if I can get an update on that, I'll let you know. Here's Whitaker with it. He's dribbling on the left elbow. Now he's going down into lane, going up for another layup. Shot was blocked, but I guess he drew some contact as well. With 2.5 minutes left to play in the first half, Abe Crawford picks up his second personal foul. That's his 16th foul against Mountain Home. And DeVaris Whitaker will be at the line for 2 free throws. So far, he is one of three from the charity stripe with 12 points. Whitaker's first free throw is up and in. Demarion Daniels going to check back in for Nelton as he'll replace Jared Graham. I'm sorry, Jalen Graham. By the way, Andre Davis checked in a little bit ago for Nelton as well. He is a 6'2 sophomore. Whitaker's second shot is up. It rolls around and goes in. So Demarius Whitaker with 14 points now, 22-11. Nelson's lead back to double digits. Here is Gilbert throwing it on the right side to Sorrell. Now up top to Crawford. Over on the left side to Harris. Harris going to try for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Davis, and back comes Nelton. Anderson quickly in the front court, throws it to McCullough. Now ball goes up top to Daniels, who'll set the offense. Less than 2 minutes left in the half. It is an 11-point lead for Nelton. Daniels taking his instructions from Coach Aaron Deaton about the offense to run. Now Tom's kind of just laying back right now, and they're just letting this clock tick down. Daniels just still dribbling inside the half-court line. So there's really not much to call right now at the moment. Less than a minute and a half left to play in this first half. It is Nelton up 22-11. And Daniels still just dribbling there inside the half-court line. Now they're starting to go out there on him. Ball goes over on the right side to Whitaker. Now up back up top to Daniels. Daniels will throw it on the right left side to Anderson. Up top to Whitaker. 107 left. Whitaker's being double-teamed. Now his pass was knocked away. And then touch last by Anderson. And ball goes out of bounds. And Nelton will turn it over with 103 left to play in the first half. Bombers get the ball back, trailing 22-11. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Gilbert taking the offensive play call from Josh Fulcher. Now we'll give it to Crawford. 45 seconds left to play in the half. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Harris will dribble. Now gives it up top to Gilbert. Back over to Harris on the left right wing. Harris is dribbling up near the top. Now gives it to Sorrell. Now up top to Crawford. 30 seconds left in the half. Ball goes back to Sorrell. Now over to Gilbert on the left side. Now up top to Jones. Now he'll give it to Crawford on the right. Crawford's going to dribble down towards the corner. Now kicks it back out to Jones. 19 seconds. Jones going to go into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Matt Jones in double figures with 10 points. 22-13, Mount's home, quite some margin back to single digits. 8 seconds left as Whitaker's going to try for the three-pointer on the right wing. No good. Rebound controlled by Davis. He goes back up with it, off the glass and in. Andre Davis with his first 2 points, and Nelton will go into the locker room with a double-digit advantage. Our score at the break. Nelton leading Mountain Home 24-13. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.